Welcome, and thank you so much for being here today and listening to the blog titled First Dates. Here we go. November 11th, 2008. That's the date I sent my very first blog. My first one. Man, I remember clearly. It was anxiety-rich to write. It was terrifying to send. What will people think of me when they read it? Whew. I got lucky with myself. I found the courage to hit send. The first time, well, it's always hard. The first time we hit send, the first day we show up to the gym or class, the first moment we choose to speak up, the first time we tell someone our idea, the first day of a new job or school, the first time we ask someone to dance, the first day we start writing the book, the first day we have to live with the decision. It's sad, but true, the thought of living a first can be so overwhelming, we choose to never live the first. Life is easier when we limit our first. I mean, really, do any of us like to be embarrassed, feel humiliated, be seen as failing? So why even put first in motion? It's so much easier to live life holding back. But when we hold back from living firsts, we steal from ourselves. We steal adventures, opportunities, experiences. We steal achievements, learning, joys. Sure, life may be easier without firsts, but it's definitely not better. When we live back from living firsts, well, we live as our own shadow. And I will not die being my shadow, watching, wondering, following. What could I have lived? It's a crummy thought to end life with, and I don't want to wear it. I'd guess with total confidence, you don't want to wear it either. So, let's you and I agree to hit send a lot. May you go out and have a great week, and may you help inspire others to do the same. Thank you for being here today.